There's plenty of people out there that are syndicators, real estate investment operators, and they're doing great things. What can I do and learn from them and utilize technology from? It could be community, it could be investment software, it can be from the acquisitions, it can be anything from the capital raise. And that's what we wanted to do, is just let's use the systems that are out there that people that either I've invested with, partnered with, what they're doing, kind of take the best of the best from all of them and try to put it into our business and streamline it.
This is your daily real estate syndication show. I'm your host, Whitney Sewell. Our guest today, his name is Todd Silence. He's co-founder and managing partner of Summit Capital. His main responsibilities as managing partner include overseeing acquisitions, capital raising, construction management, and investor relations. Prior to Summit, Todd founded Silence Investment Group, a multifaceted investment company, ownership in 9 million of single family homes, multifamily commercial properties, as well as multiple anytime fitness franchises. He is also a limited partner in over 400 multifamily apartment units nationwide. It's interesting, a perspective that Todd has, coming from the franchise world, right? And understanding operations to a big degree, and then bringing that to real estate, right? Those skill sets are so crucial. And we talk about how, so many people have a passion, something they're really good at, whether it's a doctor or whether it's a personal trainer, and they go into business, but then they don't think about the business side of it. And they may fail, not because they're poor at their skills that they're passionate about being that personal trainer. However, they don't have the business side of it, the operational piece. And that's where he has dove in, and that's what he shares with us today. Todd, welcome to the show. Honored to have you on. I want to just jump right in a minute, but I want the listeners to understand a little more about who you are and why you moved to the path of real estate. I know you've done different ventures as an entrepreneur and had success, and but now real estate as well. Let's dive in. Who's Todd?
Yeah, thanks, Whitney. Really appreciate being a guest on the show today. And as you mentioned, I have my background, different business ventures from kind of coming out of school, starting in a W-2 job, kind of cutting my teeth there. But early on, realized that for my where I wanted to eventually get to and have that freedom of time, which was a big goal and kind of my why in life, especially when I started a family, that having 2 weeks off a year kind of might be hard to achieve that and really be there as I started a family. So that kind of led me to my first business venture, which was opening a business. And we looked at what was my passion, how can I help others out there, to really determine what we wanted to do when starting a business. Because at this time, investing in real estate and understanding or reading the Rich Dad Poor Dad, I didn't do that. That wasn't even on my radar at this part in time. But what was to achieve that freedom of time and even financial freedom was starting a business. And for me, I'm very in my corporate career at the time, right? I was in insurance. And then eventually come out of school and marry my wife, and she's an actuary. So when we start, we're very linear. We plan. And when we looked at deciding, what kind of business, for us, we looked at the franchise just because it's a proven concept. There is organization of systems there, and it would allow us to kind of take that business and run. And that's what we did when we decided to go that route. Now, it wasn't easy, and I wouldn't say, hey, we became successful business operators within you open the door. But at the time, we're young and naive, thinking that that's what would happen. And I guess, unfortunately for us, we opened in 2008, which was right the economic kind of crisis there. And it took a couple years, but we were eventually to be able to be successful in that business and scale to another location, which kind of led to achieve that freedom of time. Now, fast forward a little bit to get to where we're at in the real estate world. I lost track of that. Our business became successful. We opened another location. My wife was able to leave her job to take care of our family, which was our goal and purpose of what we wanted to do. And I went back into the corporate world. I went back and kind of focused on my career there. And, 10 years go by, and I realized I lost track of that why did we try to open a business in the first place, which was to be available for my family, to kind of get that freedom of time and financial freedom, which then led me to get into real estate. And throughout my career and talking to other business owners, one of the common themes that we saw there was they invested in real estate. They owned real estate. They owned maybe shopping centers that their businesses were in or insurance brokers. And that kind of piqued my interest in it and realizing, okay, some of these owners and operators that I'm around, right? That's what they're doing. And it's giving them that freedom of time to be with their family. It's giving them some of the financial freedom. So that's kind of what started my journey. And it was more just for personal investments. You know, I wanted to do it for me. And as I grew in that, started helping others kind of bring them into investing in real estate, which has now led to our current company of Summit Capital, where we're providing opportunities for other investors, mainly business owners and busy working professionals, an opportunity to invest in real estate.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd like to ask you about the franchises a little bit as well. Because at some point in there, you went back to the corporate world, like you mentioned, but then you got back into franchises as well, right? Through Anytime Fitness. So why franchises again? Or what is it about that model that attracted you?
Yeah, what we liked about that, and you know, that translates now into our real estate business, because we still have our business with owning the Anytime Fitness franchise. But when we were looking many years ago, 15 years ago now, to starting a business, you know, I didn't know, you know, if I opened Todd's Widget House, you know, how to operate that and have the systems. We were very passionate about health and fitness at that time period and still are. And we were analytical and we could, you know on the financial side, just of our background, how to operate, but actually running the business, going into hiring people and what type of system, you know, systems to do, we didn't have a background in that. So for us, when we were in kind of doing our due diligence on what type of business to run, the franchise systems we really like, because it's a proven concept. And if you want to call it, almost to relate to real estate, like turnkey, you buy into that franchise, whether it's a Dunkin' Donuts, an Anytime Fitness, a Midas Auto, whatever it might be. And you're going to get their operations. You're going to get their standard business operating practices. They're going to give you all of that when you buy into that license. And that's why we decided to go that way versus I don't want to reinvent the wheel trying to start my own business. Why not take someone's concept that's already been successful? And then once we get their system, we can implement our own system inside to run the day-to-day operations, build the culture in that business. And that's kind of why we decided to go towards a franchise versus just opening my own standalone business. And, you know, some people may not, they go, hey, you're kind of tied with a franchise a little bit and the freedom you have. But for us, that just worked on what we were looking to do.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's interesting. You know, I talked about it a little bit beforehand, but it's like oftentimes people have a passion like that. Maybe it's physical fitness, personal training, whatever it may be, or maybe a doctor even, or chiropractor, physical therapist. I see it in those realms as well, where, man, we have a passion about this thing and they go open their own practice or own business. But the business skills are almost a very separate thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Because again, you don't know what you don't know. And you, at the time, it probably benefited us just being young and naive and thinking, you know, maybe less our responsibility and potential risk. Like our risk tolerance was a lot more. So we could jump into it and say, hey, we're just going to run with it. But having the system, having that organization in the background, that was, I think, led to our success as well. And then we could take that and we built on it as we go and open the second location. And then even now into real estate is why we were really attracted to that model.
What was it about real estate that attracted you to it versus just pursuing more and more, you know, franchise type businesses or more Anytime Fitness, you know, something like that versus a whole different route like real estate?
Yeah, that's a great question, because you're right. Like a lot of the business owners will just, hey, well, I have a successful one location, open a second, open a third, open a fourth. For us, we were able to establish and kind of build a separate company there. And we got the people in place to operate that. And then we were able to step away. I should say, you know, my wife managed that business from not working in the business, but working on the business and managing high level. For me, then why we kind of pivoted into real estate. started twofold. It was, as I mentioned, I lost kind of track of that initial why we got into opening the business to give us freedom of time for our family and financial freedom. I went back into an industry that I loved and I enjoyed doing it, but I was in the consultant world and doing a lot of training and development. And I was traveling a lot. And what led me to really kind of go, hey, I need to step back was I was just being away from home too much. And I was looking at what's another area that I could provide some passive income for my family and allow me to get back home and kind of not be that busy working professional where I'm not home that often. And that common theme was went back to, you know, with our businesses in the fitness world, we would go to the conferences, you know, we'd interact with a lot of other business owners. And that common theme that I'd always talk to them was they invested in real estate. They owned real estate. And by investing in real estate, they invested in like real estate syndications because I had no idea what that was. Like I had real estate. Oh, I just assumed you own a property, you rent it out and like you're a landlord. It's a home. And then learning a little bit more about it was like, wait, there's other ways to invest in real estate. And it looks like this can help me achieve my goal or get back to my why, where I want that freedom of time and to be available for my family. And that's kind of what led me into it. And it was also diversification, to be honest. Like, you know, we had a business providing some income for us. You have your, at the time, like what I knew, invest in stocks and mutual funds. And it was like, wait, oh, there's another option here that I could invest in. So that's where it started, is just me personally looking to diversify my investments. Well, let me start with real estate too. Let me add that kind of to the spoke on the investment wheel and got my foot in the door. And then from there, just eventually fell in love with it. It was like, wait a minute, there's so much more you could do in this realm. And then let's just build upon it. Go from single family homes to a triplex, to a four, to a 10-plex, and just kind of gradually grow it from there.
Yeah, that's a helpful background thinking about the, you know, you're already successful in a business model, but then why real estate? You know, I'd like to know too, I know this is an expertise of yours, but like the business model, you know, that has helped you so much in real estate now that you maybe you learned from the franchises or, you know, years of that, but just the business operations side that came forward from that model. How have you streamlined your operations now in real estate from what you learned from, you know, the franchise model or anything else?
And that's a great question, because that's when we started looking at, just like when we opened our first business in the fitness business, it was the idea there was, again, the franchise, right? It had the systems in place. So when we started scaling on real estate and really turning it into a business, we wanted to implement some of the same things. I don't want to reinvent the wheel, right? There's plenty of people out there that are syndicators, real estate investment operators, and they're doing great things. What can I do and learn from them and utilize technology from? It could be community, it could be investment software, it can be from the acquisitions, it can be anything from the capital raise. And that's what we wanted to do, is just let's use the systems that are out there that people that either I've invested with, partnered with, what they're doing, kind of take the best of the best from all of them and try to put it into our business and streamline it. The other thing that we really took away, or that I take away from owning a small business, you can say, is the people. Like the people in it is putting the right people in the right positions. And there's the awesome book that I just love, is the Who Not How by Dan Sullivan. And it's, you know, I read that book a couple of years ago. I reread it like last year. I try to reread it every now and then, because I'm such a big fan of that. Early on, it was let me do everything from my first business as I go through to, you know, get my hands in everywhere. And then it's like, wait a minute. Once I get the people to do what that job should be and not me, you just saw 10x growth. And so when we kind of rolled out with real estate, we wanted to build our team out from the ground level. Instead of me going, you know, I took 5 years, 6 years of operating a business and some multiple franchises to kind of really figure that out. Well, I don't want to wait 5 years now. Then let's get the people, build our team out from the ground up so that we can be more efficient in operating and hopefully find more deals or find more operators that are investors. As we bring investors into our network, we can help them get into deals with potentially even other operators. So that's for us how we started this on the ground floor as we're growing. It just translated. I just try not to make those same mistakes. Now, there's going to be mistakes made, and we have mistakes, but if I can minimize that, that's going to help us start off on the right foot.
Sure. And people are, man, people matter, right? And like you said, the right people in the right positions. I love that book also. I got on the shelf right behind me, Who Not How, Dan Sullivan, Benjamin Hardy. Couldn't recommend it more. And even the more people that I meet who are 10, 100X, you know, what we've done, even, I mean, that they all talk about that thing, right? It's putting the right people in the right positions. And I think early on, it's like a, you know, you have a scarcity mindset, right? And you're trying to, you don't feel like you can give anything away and you don't want to, you want to keep it all to yourself. But man, you know, I tell people, well, if you gave away 10% of your business, but 10X or 100X in the process, I mean, let's think about that a minute, you know? Put a little math to that. And then pretty soon you're looking for people, right? And I can relate to that so well. We've grown very quickly, I think, or much quicker than I ever imagined, but it's because of finding the right people or finding, you know, great people. And each of them, you know, while my business partner and I were doing everything initially, now, you know, we have so many people on the team who are doing all most of those things a lot better than we ever could, right? In their lane.
100% agree. And I think it translates real estate business, fitness business, whatever it is, restaurant, you want to put those people in the right position to succeed. And finding those people when instead of, and once you take it off your plate, you know, you're trying to do all of this. Once you eliminate that and you have those people in those positions, I think there's also clarity that opens up for yourself. Like, oh, wait a minute. Now I can focus. Like, what was my original goal in this? Or, and you hear that work on your business, not in your business. It allows you to do that. And then you can focus on those areas of growth, like you said, or, hey, where do we want to expand here? Or what should, or where's an area of weakness in the business? Let me find the person that is better at it than me that I can put in there. And once you do that, to your point, you change that mindset, like from that scarcity mindset to, I think, more of the abundance mindset. Like, oh my gosh, there is plenty here for everyone. And let's put them in and we'll see that growth and we can share in that growth as well.
Are you ready to take the next step in your multifamily investing career? The time has never been better than now. Think Multifamily's Deal Analysis Workshop is a comprehensive live training course that will help increase your skills, knowledge, confidence as an investor before you invest. This workshop is a unique experience that provides hands-on instruction and guidance directly from Mark Kinney, who has completed over 100 multifamily syndications valued at over $1 billion. This course goes beyond theory, as you will be presented with real case studies and practice scenarios to work out in class. By the end of the training, you will have significantly improved your ability to evaluate deals quickly, make informed decisions, and take your investing skills to the next level with confidence. For more information and to register for Think Multifamily's Deal Analysis Workshop, go to thinkmultifamily.com/DAW. Use code Whitney100 to save $100. The Deal Analysis Workshop is designed for both beginner and experienced investors. Whether you are looking for a foundational understanding of how to analyze multifamily investments or looking for fresh insight on how to pivot your analysis method for this current market cycle, this is a workshop you have been looking for. Register today at thinkmultifamily.com/DAW. Use code Whitney100 to save $100. On that same train of thought, as far as hiring, because I get questions about hiring all the time, and because we've hired dozens of virtual assistants from all over the world, and obviously, you know, lots of people in the U.S. now as well. But who are the first couple hires that you see that, you know, in our business, in the syndication business, that we should have on staff? You know, maybe you've seen this or experienced it yourself. You know, when we're thinking about, you know, some people say, well, maybe it's an assistant, or maybe it's acquisitions, or maybe it's investor relations, or I don't know. Just wondered your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, because I think sometimes that depends on the person, like what their skill set might be, what they're really good at, and what they want to pursue. And for me, I've always been that people person, the relationships. Like, I love meeting other people, trying to solve problems. How can I be a benefit to you? And so when we're trying to build for our business, you know, I think one would be like the, on our end, you said investor relations or marketing. That was a position that we knew we had to outsource right away, right? If we want to start marketing, build our investor relations, I just don't have the time to do that, to really be sending the emails, trying to do all these follow-ups. I don't mind hopping on a computer, having my day book, just meeting, talking with investors, trying to like understand their goals and what they're looking for. But if somebody can schedule that or automate those systems, that's what we look to do. One, first, it was for us, how can we automate that? Like how, like you said, whether it's a VA or is there's a software from HubSpot, Calendar, like all these different ones out there now, let's just automate it, you know? And when you do that, it streamlines your processes. The other thing for us that we thought was an important position to have, and this even went back to just myself, like buying rental properties for, you know, my first properties, was underwriting and the financial analysis. I thought that was huge. And I'll be the first one to tell anybody, I am not the premier underwriter at all when it comes to this. Again, because I look at properties, I know, and I'm like, oh, that's going to be a great deal because you can see the rents and I know the construction management background just from my insurance days. So I look at it through that lens, but you go, wait a minute, we need to have somebody look at it through the financial analysis side of things and underwrite it really, really tight. So that was another part that we look to outsource or bring in, I should say not outsource, but a partner who we could partner with to do our underwriting. So that started like back when I first started buying. I knew that right away, just from owning a business and being like, you got to be tight on the financials. I'm not the guy that's going to just napkin write down, you know, here's my underwriting, let's go after this building. So we partnered early on to get someone in there. So for me, those were kind of the two areas that I wanted to make sure we had in place when we were hiring or partnering with people to kind of build. And then as we scaled.
What would you have done different on your first deal, knowing what you know now?
My first deal. So what we learned on that one for sure is presenting it at, instead of saying, I was looking at it from the mindset of look what these investors, or at the time an investor group, was doing for me by bringing capital to a deal, versus from the mindset of, hey, I have this opportunity for you to help you out. Well, we're kind of helping each other out in this, and it's a partnership, where I was kind of letting investor group kind of dictate terms and almost like took it in the sales, like I was trying to sell them on something for a deal, versus being confident in knowing that this is a great deal. We've had people underwrite it. We have a phenomenal business plan, partners that are going to then come in from the construction side of things. So if you're interested, you're interested. If you're not, I'm not here to talk you into it. And like, you're doing me a favor. But that's what happened, because it was my first one, like first large scale. I've done JV deals and all that kind of stuff, but it was our first large scale deal with a raise. And we were trying to get one capital group to come in on it. And that was kind of a mistake on my part, because ultimately the 11th hour was backed out on. And then I had to scramble to find the capital after trying to bend over backwards for it. And since then, it was a phenomenal learning experience, because I don't look at any mistake or any maybe negative interaction like that kind of deter me from moving forward. It's a learning experience. And actually, it benefited me on how now I present the next deals, or how I've connected with other operators, other people in this industry, learning from them, you know, sharing my experience in that deal. But also it allowed me now for our investor base to grow and how we present the deals to our investors now.
I think we all have to learn that lesson. I hear that so often. And myself, it's like making sure you have the capital lined up one way or another in plenty advance, right? But maybe through some different avenues or different partnerships. But what about, Todd, you know, do you have any predictions just on the real estate market or economy over the next 6, 12, 18 months that's, you know, maybe guiding how you're looking at deals or buying or selling? Just thoughts on that.
Yeah, what we're doing right now, I mean, as I think everyone says, the real estate market's in flux. There's from interest rates, but I think too, we look at it more from your market specific, because every market might be different. You hear, in totality, the economy's this, or the real estate market's this, but I don't kind of just let that dictate how our investing principles are. We look more locally at our markets that we're investing in. And what we're trying to do right now, you know, we might be in a smaller market where we invest or where we acquire our mid-sized buildings, or what we're trying to go after. And that economy and that job growth in that market is different than somewhere in Texas or somewhere in the Carolinas or in the Midwest. So that's what we're going to focus on. Now, because of it, though, we do like to build partnerships in other markets. We may not have a physical presence, and I have, hey, I know all these brokers and have done a ton of deals in Columbus, Ohio, or in, you know, South Carolina. But what we do have is potential other partners, operators that are in those markets, have strong presence, have great fundamentals that we might be able to partner with, to whether it's to bring in our expertise in, you know, on the asset management or the business management side of things, construction management, along with our investor base. Because, you know, for me, our investor base is a lot of busy working professionals, or I should say business owners, just because I'm in that network of business owners, franchise owners, and that's a big space. So what we're trying to do is, that's where a lot of my investor base is that we'll bring in, and they're not looking to be involved, but they're looking for me to be, hey, if you trust this market, you trust this operator to partner with, we'll gladly invest our money, as long as we're going to be there, or just our market, you know, our local market where we're investing as well.
What's your best source for meeting new investors right now, maybe that we haven't discussed?
For me, as I mentioned, my new investor base is those business owners. I'm able to get my foot in the door because I am a small business owner, right? I'm in the franchise space. I'm involved, or I'm part of many peer groups, those meetups for business owners, franchise owners specifically. So I'm in with owners, not only Anytime Fitness, but they might own Dunkin' Donuts. They own different types of franchises. And that's really where it allows me a platform when they're talking about, hey, they love owning a business. They love what they do. But just like everybody, whether you're working as a doctor, whether you're, you know, any job you might have, you're always looking to invest your money, whether it's probably for the future. And we're trying to provide an opportunity and educate those business owners, like, hey, instead of just putting it maybe in the stock market, you talk about, you can get some benefits of real estate passively by investing passively. And so that's where I'm trying to grow our investor network. And that's kind of allowed me to grow my investor network there. And then obviously just locally and regionally, another one where we found good traction investors is our local meetup groups. It's a common place where investors will go, and you create those relationships and educate them on what your business is. So we found good success there as well.
What's your best advice for passive investors?
For passive investors is, if they're looking to invest passively, it would be for them to really get to know the operator, not just because they're flashy on social media, because some of my best investments, just me personally investing with other operators, have been some, you don't even really see them on social media. They love what they do and they're meticulous at it. So a newer investor for me that comes to talk to us, I always like to get to know them, make sure, what's their goal? What type of asset are they looking to invest in? How can I help them, you know, achieve that? Because we may have one that's going to be a long-term hold. It's a cash flow play. So somebody that's looking for high appreciation and kind of get their capital back in a short period of time, I don't want to just take their money and tell them that, or, yeah, I need money for this deal, when I know we may not do that. So that's why I always tell investors, doesn't matter if you invest with me or someone else, make sure you get to know the operator, you know that business plan, and you're comfortable with them and their track record. And if you are, then you can invest. And a lot of those investors will continually invest with that person, because if they're straightforward and they provide on, have success on what they're projecting on there, then you're going to have an investor for life.
What are some of the most important metrics that you track? It could be personally or professionally.
Personally, I love personal. At this time of year, it's what, January, I have my board in my office. So what we look at, metrics for our business, you know, whether it's the fitness business, little different metrics, but real estate business, right? We're looking at deal flow. We're going to look at how many deals we underwrite, what we're putting LOIs on. We also look at, for our team too, from a marketing standpoint. As I mentioned, that's not something I'm strong at. So we use third party, right? We wanted to get a partner in there. So how are we growing? The other thing we're looking at this year is really tracking our investor database and how to grow that. And that does come, as I mentioned, a lot through on my business side of things, of growing with those other owners.
And how do you like to give back?
That is a big thing for us, because, as you know, with our business, when we started the business in the real estate, it was, how can I impact my community, right? Health and fitness, how can I make my community healthier? And then as we grew with our real estate business, it was, how can I provide and share in that with other people to help them achieve financial freedom? So we do that through our business. A couple things we like to do mainly in our community, though, because that's where we see the biggest impact. We work through our businesses with our local food bank. Just food scarcity is a big thing there. We do a lot of food drives and actually have our staff at work at the food bank or volunteer at the food bank. We also partner with the Red Cross for blood donations. I think that's a big thing right now. We actually had one at our gym last week. Red Cross came and we did blood donation. And then finally, we're also a Heart First organization. If anyone's heard of that, through our business provides monthly some of our income to that organization. Heart First organization provides opportunity for vets to purchase or get the capital covered to own an Anytime Fitness. The Teed Up for Vets Foundation as well. That's all part of that organization. So it's a great organization. We've been a part of that since we opened our first gym back in like 2008. About then.
No, Todd, I'm grateful to have you on the show. Grateful for your give back to us and this community as well. And just hearing, you know, your story from franchise, you know, starting in 2008, which may not have been the best time, right? However, yeah. You know, you didn't stop there, right? A few years later to success, as you mentioned, but even going back into the corporate world and coming back into business and focusing on operations. And I just think it's smart because that part of the business can be translated, like you've said, to so many other businesses, right? You know, the operations piece is crucial and the people piece, nearly any business, right? It's crucial. If you understand that, then there's many other businesses that you could go and be successful in, which you are proving. Todd, how can the listeners get in touch with you and learn more about you?
Yeah, if anyone wants to get in touch in regards to real estate projects, I can be reached at summitcap.co or todd@summitcap.co. And then if it's any business related or you just want to reach out and schedule time to talk, you can check me out at todd@silenceinvestments.com.
Thank you for being with us again today. I hope that you have learned a lot from the show. Don't forget to like and subscribe. I hope you're telling your friends about the Real Estate Syndication Show and how they can also build wealth in real estate. You can also go to lifebridgecapital.com and start investing today.